Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The gas explosions in the Merrimack Valley involving Columbia Gas have raised concerns about pipelines throughout Massachusetts, including those managed by the state's largest utility, National Grid. The extra scrutiny comes as National Grid continues negotiating with more than 1,200 union gas workers who've been locked out since June. The company says its 930,000 customers shouldn't worry. WBUR's Zeninjor Nwemeka reports.
National Grid says since the explosions, it's received many calls from customers concerned they might be smelling gas. The utility says there's no threat to their pipelines. Company spokesperson Danielle Williamson says the utility hopes to learn from the Columbia Gas explosions.
We do want our National Grid customers to know now that their system is operating normally, and we're committed to safety and anything that we can learn to help ensure that this does not happen again.
Safety concerns have, however, been raised about National Grid during its 12-week lockout, and the state attorney general's office has called for an investigation. Many of the complaints come from union workers, alleging safety violations by their replacements. John Bonapane, the president of one of those unions, says the Columbia Gas explosions show why the state should increase scrutiny of gas companies.
And we really think the Department of Public Utilities, state officials, the governor, the state house really have to step in and start looking at what these utilities are doing. The infrastructure is old in a lot of areas. It's aged, and it does have to be replaced. But it has to be replaced responsibly with the absolute oversight of gas projects.
National Grid maintains that its operations have been smooth during its lockout, despite union complaints. The company is sending 140 gas workers from Massachusetts, New York, and Rhode Island unions that aren't locked out to help with the emergency response effort in the Merrimack Valley. The locked out unions have also offered to help. And as to the impact the explosions might have on negotiations, both sides say it hasn't changed anything. Their next round of talks are scheduled for next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Nwemeka.